This morning I'd like to share a little bit and somewhat quickly through salvation history and then the gospel, kind of conclude with that. I've mentioned this before that I'm not really a fan of history, but when we talk about salvation history, like the scriptures, that's something I really dive into, as well as I've been growing recently just learning the history of saints. Now, I'll be honest, Padre Pio hasn't hit my list yet. I mean, I'm just so many right now. I just finished Father Damien, and then I'm now on Sister Mariana Cope, and so kind of that trend with the lepers in Hawaii. But anyway, if you look back to history, we see ebbs and flows, and especially with the Jewish people. You know, you first, you know, you have the people around that they were growing and following God's will, the Holy Land, and then of course all of a sudden they're gone. You know, there's 11 tribes that are literally gone, like decimated with the just sucking into the other culture. And that's what we call today Samaritan, you know, the Samaritans. And Jewish people today still can't stand them. And that's just human life, I guess. And, I mean, same with people around the world. And then you have, you know, so what, they're gone in like 787, and then there's 722 BC, and then you have the Assyrians, after the Assyrians with the... But the Israelites, they're gone. You have the Babylonians. They're taking out all Judea and Judah, that tribe. And then they're gone. And it's like, my goodness. Like, if you read the Bible, it's like, holy cow. Like, there's a lot of text. And I know some of you are reading it right now that, like, boy, that's very interesting to read through. And then we begin with Ezra, all right? So we have this whole thick Old Testament, right? And Ezra is pretty quick. I mean, it's not just a read down for 5 minutes. It takes half hour, maybe an hour, to read the whole book of Ezra. But this is with now a new tribe, a new empire that defeated Babylon. I mean, this is huge stuff. This is like the whole area is changing by empires. You know, and today, sometimes we think of, you know, we're in the United States and we're the best in the world and we'll always be like that. Well, if you look at the history, not everybody wins forever. And so we have Cyrus, king of Persia, that basically flipped everything for the Judaism people. Said, all right, you can go home. Can you imagine, like, us? Say for the United States, I've said this before, but imagine that now we're out of our country, we're going to Mexico, we're going to Canada, just because we're gone. They're taking over us. That's it. Stuff gone, family, that's it. And we're going to the poorer place in the world. And then 70 years later, which, by the way, most of us is dead in that place, and then our next generation of people, we try to follow with God and follow with our relationship with him to bring back our faith to the United States. Because there's a different leader, a different somebody that cares for us a little more, and then we come back. Right? That's what Ezra is about. That the tribe will come back as refugees, as we already hear of millions of people in our world that are refugees, and then thinking about, all right, we want our central back. We want the temple. We want to build the temple to worship and to hear the word of God. That's what it's about. And then quickly in the gospel, now what we're hearing is the growth of Christianity from Jesus and his teaching. And he was challenging these same people that, you know, 5 or 6 centuries earlier were back to Jerusalem. And now he's teaching him about the king of himself. And I just end this homily about the fact that what he was teaching to these people No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. And that's what he's telling us today. And now you're talking, 1600 years later, possibly. Or 2100 years later. That if we as followers of Jesus, if we believe what we're doing today, going to Mass, and it's a physical image he's given us, but really what he's saying is, we believe, but we're just going to keep that private. We're going to put that under a bushel basket under the lamp. We're not doing a dang thing to tell our community or to tell the world. That's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to put that lamp on the stand and show this community and our world. No, we're Catholic. We're Christians. Jesus is our King. I mean, yeah, we have political issues, maybe between us, but Jesus is our King, all right? And if you look at all of salvation history, the society of humans go, they ebb and flow, and Jesus Christ is a rock that just stays there and wants us and wants to be a disciple to show what the truth is with Him beyond anything else.